Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the president of the Prairie Paws Rescue Organization in Jamestown. Kay John is joining us, and Kay, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, of course. Love having you on. Love talking about Prairie Paws Rescue. Such a great organization, and they got a big fundraiser coming up, which we're going to talk about. But for our listeners, do you want to tell us what Prairie Paws does?
Okay. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, all volunteer animal rescue, and we are foster home based, which means there, therefore no building, no shelter. All the animals are kept in our homes until they find their forever homes. And we like our program because that way we get to know the animal. You know, their their quirks, their likes, their dislikes. And a lot of the foster homes we have other animals. There are children in the homes. That way we can get a pretty good reading on that animal before we send them out to their new home.
Right.
And that's why we have the potential adopters fill out an application, because we've been called match.com at one point. And it's kind of true, because we want to make sure that the adoptive parent is happy and the pet is happy. So, you know, we like our organization. We've been going strong for 10 years and have had many, many successful pet adoptions.
Absolutely. Very unique organization in the fact that you keep the pets in a home. So it's a good transition for them as well to go to another forever home.
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect. So, Kay, you're joining us today to tell us a little bit about a big fundraiser coming up, the Raise the Woof comedy show.
Exactly. Now, this is the third year that Raise the Woof has been back to Jamestown. They love coming to Jamestown. Whenever we ask them to come back, they're like, yeah, when do you want us there?
Yeah.
And every time they come back, there are three different comedians. So if you were at the show 2 years ago or the show 5 years ago, you're not going to have the same comedians. Every year they come and they have different comedians. And there are three comedians that come in. Matter of fact, the one comedian that was in the first go-round we had, he ended up being on Comedy Central and the Jay Leno show way back when. So, you know, these guys have a lot of potential and, you know, some good comedy. And with this Raise the Woof comedy show, not only are there comedians, we have a silent auction, and then we have raffles. And this year we have like 25 raffle buckets. They're everything from casino trips to pizza for a year to Disney on Ice to date night baskets to Victoria's Secret baskets to you name it. We've got a little bit of everything. And then we've got some bigger ticket items too on the raffles. We've got a romance basket with a Shooting Star Casino package. We've got a huge walk behind trimmer. We've got a kids playground set, plus a great big gas grill. And then we're doing some quick raffles with some fun trips, including a Deadwood package and a Medora package.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things.
There's so many things, and we've got, and we're asking that this be a 21 and older show.
Okay.
We usually do the Pasta Palooza, which is the spaghetti supper, so we rotate that with Raise the Woof, and that's more of a kid-oriented thing. Not that the content that these comedians have is going to be not geared toward kids, but this is a night out for the adults.
For sure, for sure. And a great way to help out the Prairie Paws Rescue.
Exactly.
Kay John, again, president of Prairie Paws Rescue in Jamestown. The Raise the Woof coming up on February 3rd. And you have to get tickets in advance.
We suggest tickets in advance. Last time we had the comedy show there, we had close to 275 people, which I'm sure we broke the fire codes. There were standing room only at Shady's at the banquet rooms.
Yeah.
So this year we have limited it to 200 tickets, and from last stat I have, there are probably only about maybe 20 tickets left.
Gosh. Okay.
So please get your tickets. They are available here at the Big Dog and the studios here during business hours. They're $15 in advance, and $15 is going to buy you a night full of comedy. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, everything goes on to help out Prairie Paws through the raffles, through the tickets, through the comedy show, everything like that. And Kay, there's a lot of other ways that you guys raise money, and there's a lot of ways that people can get involved with Prairie Paws Rescue.
Exactly. We are always looking for foster homes.
Yes.
And to foster, it's free. We provide, you know, the pet food, we provide the dishes, the leashes, the collars, the everything that you need to foster that pet. And sometimes, even in my case, you become a foster parent failure where you just can't give that pet up, which is understandable. And if you are not able, we have some people that say like live in apartments and are not able to have a foster pet. You know, we do monthly meet and greets at Jamestown Tractor Supply the second Saturday of the month. If you'd like to come on out, get to know the pets a little bit. We always need people helping to run flyers around. Like, for instance, when we put up our Raise the Wolf flyers, we need help with that. We need help transporting the pets back and forth to vet appointments. You know, a lot of our foster families do work. And if you, you know, have the availability to pick up a pet from a foster home, get it to a vet for shots or whatever.
Right.
We appreciate that as well. We've also had several of the civic groups and club organizations do pet food drives and supply drives, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, whatever. We appreciate that as well because all the pets are kept in foster homes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you need supplies. Right. There's also extra medical bills that the pets have, too. So, you know, any little bit helps out, whether you can foster or just, you know, be a runner to get the pets where they need to be. So
absolutely. So, Kay, if people have questions about Prairie Paws Rescue, want to maybe see some of the animals, because you guys are pretty active on Facebook, too.
We are very active on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and our website right now is under construction. It's going to be new and improved. We're just waiting to get the go from the host.
Okay.
It's going to be a very user-friendly website with a lot of great pictures on there and a lot of good information. So website is down right now, but you can also go on if you want to look at the list of pets that we do have, petfinder.com.
Okay.
And then just use the zip code of Jamestown 58401.
Perfect. So lots of ways to get involved, see the different pets that need a forever home. And Kay, anything else you want to add either about the upcoming fundraiser, about Prairie Paws?
Well, I would just like to say we appreciate the community support for the past 10 years. We're going strong. Over 2,000 animals have found homes. Would like to encourage everybody to come on out. This is the big fundraiser we have for the year. We rotate it between Raise the Wolf and Pastapalooza. This year it's Raise the Wolf. It's going to be a great time. We appreciate everybody's support and come on out and have a great time.
Absolutely. Raise the Wolf coming up February 3rd. Kay, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.